Can your dog really tell the difference between a good person and a bad person? Raven, I know where you stand on this. You've always been relatively adamant about the fact that your dogs can.
Mm-hmm. If my dog doesn't like you, I don't. It's a good chance anyways that I don't.
See, I don't know if I necessarily believe that. Mm. I feel like Lila always gets like super excited. That's my dog, Lila. And she barks at everybody. And then she kind of eventually warms up to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've noticed is that I have this one girlfriend, and she doesn't come over that often. And she wouldn't come over for the entire pandemic, but lately she's been stopping by and saying hello. She lives around the corner.
Sure.
And Lila does not like her.
Okay.
Lila doesn't like her at all. And I was like, it's so strange. Like, why doesn't she like her? Usually she warms up so quickly. So I started doing some research about it. And science says there's three reasons why dogs know when a person is a bad guy.
Oh, I can't wait. Break it down for me.
Number one, science proves that dogs know when someone is rude to you. Dogs can tell when someone is being a jerk.
Get me?
All right.
I mean, I don't think this person is being a jerk, right? Unless I'm missing some stuff.
You might be missing something.
I mean, they're coming to my house. But why would they come to my house to be a jerk?
You saying jerks have never been to your house before? Because that seems unlikely.
What?
There's probably been a jerk in your house before.
Hmm.
It's happened.
Number two, science proves dogs know when someone is deceitful. Believe it or not, dogs don't respond to unreliable people.
See, now, wait a minute. Here's the thing. I do believe that dogs know when you're lying, okay? Because if you promise a dog something to get a dog to behave or whatever, and then you don't deliver, the dog will follow up and wait for that thing to be delivered. Yeah. This happens in my house all the time.
They've actually done a lot of studies on that, and they do realize, like, if you point to a bowl that has food in it, and then you keep pointing to the bowl, but then two or three times you do it and there's nothing in the bowl, they'll remember that and stop going to the bowl. So
that's
right. They do know when there's a liar.
They don't like it when you're shifty, man.
But this is the number three science reason about dogs knowing bad people is what makes me really nervous, Raven.
What's that?
Number three, science proves dogs can understand hand gestures and body language. So if a person you know is saying one thing but acting differently, your dog will sense it immediately. That's why your dog will bark or growl at a person they think they may be an immediate threat. Even if that person is only thinking of harming you in the future.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Unintentional and subtle cues. Like when someone is nervous or has anger towards you. This person might seem all right to you, but your dog knows better.
What?
Oh man.
So in the future, this person is going to attack me when I'm least paying attention?
What if you're walking out of the room and they're giving you like the bird when you're not paying attention?
And,
right?
And like Lila knows.
Lila knows. Lila knows what's going on there.
So what do? Do you stop being friends with that person? If your dog really doesn't like somebody, and it's obvious, like this situation, do you say, listen, unfortunately we can no longer be friends because my dog doesn't like you?
Well, how are you going to have somebody at your house all the time if the dog is going to freak out whenever they come there? The dog lives there. The other person is a guest.
I just put her in our bedroom.
Oh man, that's cold. The dog lives in the house, not this other person. This other person is clearly an evil supervillain that keeps showing up at your house. Your dog's trying to protect you from them.
You're in this situation, Raven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you no longer friends with that person, or do you just let it slide because you think Barkley or Baxter is just being silly?
Listen, I've had a couple friends over the years that my dogs never warmed up to, and frankly, they don't come around all that often to tell you the truth at this point.
Maybe because your dogs bite them.
No, my dogs don't bite people, but they will if you step out of line. So let's say I walk out of the room and you're talking about murdering me.
Mm-hmm.
Barkley will let you know. He'll give you the business, man. Lila's trying to look out for you.
Oh, boy.